Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so it's Friday. We're going to have some fun, and I'm going to ask you straight up, do you like to cuddle? Because I do not. So if any man has ever cuddled with me, it was a miracle, let me tell you that.
You're not a cuddler?
No, unless I really like someone and only in the beginning.
Huh. And then once you kind of get like acclimated and you're by each other.
Even if I'm cuddling with you in the beginning, that's a good sign. But ugh, get off of me, man. Let me sleep. I've rolled over and had guys go,
what is wrong?
Literally. And I'm like, nothing's wrong. I want to go to sleep and I'm going to roll over and you're going to roll over and we're going to go to sleep.
Night, night.
Literally, I've had that happen.
At least made do self-conscious by rolling over trying to go night-night.
It was nothing personal. I had to work in the morning.
Early at that, boy.
They don't know what our life is like.
Oh, man.
So, I picture you as a cuddler, though.
Ding, 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 ding.
See, you are.
The thing is, I'm not a super lovey-dovey person.
Okay.
I'm not all about the, like, PDA, mm-hmm. always showing affection, gotta always be touching.
Right.
But if we're at home, if we're in the comforts of our own, in the confines of our space, don't catch me cuddling, boy. I snuggle up just for a little bit, whether it be on the couch a little bit.
But
we like our own space, though.
Okay.
So we have this mutual understanding that when we're done,
we're done. Like, we cuddle, now get off of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my kids. Like, sometimes, I cuddle with them, I guess. They come in and I say, can I get a cuddle?
Aww.
And they sit on my lap, which they're bigger than me now.
So they're cuddling you.
Essentially, I'm going to be sitting in their lap soon at the rate we're going.
You that child book, bro.
I remember always being a giant kid, you know, and tall and being bigger at some point, being like them, where I would sit on my mom's lap and be like, Mom, hold me, but I was bigger than her.
My mom started saying, boy, if you don't get your knee off of me right now, what's wrong with you? Your big self.
But I don't cuddle much.
Kids have amplified the cuddling.
Obviously, sure, because how can you not cuddle your kids?
Samurai, he's almost three, so he's in the cuddle stage where now he'll come up to you and lay with you willingly.
Aww.
It's like, oh, come on. All right, my boy, come cuddle up.
The best.
But then Danny, he's a baby, so
he ain't. Six months
old.
You cuddle him anyway.
By force.
But love-wise, you're a cuddler with your wifey.
I am
not a cuddler.
Yeah, no.
Unless it's really intense and I'm just feeling you that day.
Well, and that's good,
and
though.
That's good.
Sometimes you need to break the cycle a little bit. But me and wifey, we do like to cuddle, especially for sleep.
Yeah.
We'll start it off in the cuddle zone. But again, the mutual understanding. When it's time to go to sleep, turn over.
Get off of me.
Turn over.
And roll over. And don't be offended.
I'm a furnace. Sometimes she's just literally too hot with me next to her. So I know.
That's why you can't cuddle some people, because they're bundled up or they like to sleep a certain way. I don't know.
True.
414-533-1037. Now, you can always call or you can text that. I'm going to open up the text and then we're going to talk about the question of the day, which is, do you like to cuddle?
You a cuddler?
Aw, we're going to talk about it next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Do you like to cuddle? I don't. In fact, roll over and leave me alone.
Ooh, like that.
And if it ain't a queen or bigger, get out.
Hey, honestly, if it's a queen or smaller, you don't got a choice. You gotta cuddle. What you talking about?
I remember, even though this is about more of like your love life cuddling,
right.
I remember pushing Hudson off of me when he was a baby and he'd come climb in bed with me. I'd be like, get off of me.
Don't touch me.
Why are you on top of me? I want to cuddle. But not like that, man.
They come in reckless for the cuddles, though, man.
Reckless.
They come in heavy.
But they're so cute. Okay.
I know.
Renee is calling from Cedarburg this morning. Good morning, Renee. Are you a cuddler?
You know what? Yes. But I actually like what DZ said.
Oh.
It's like, yes, I love to cuddle. But then when it's time to be like done and like, okay, then get away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My sleep.
Yep.
Everybody has a limit.
Yeah, we do, don't
yep,
we?
Everybody has a limit.
And that probably,
and I get up really early in the morning.
Yeah.
I get up in the morning really, really early, so if I stay up half the night cuddling and, you know, then the next morning my brain is like not fully turned on.
See?
She said, if I stay up cuddling and, you know, any other cuddles happen, then all of a sudden I don't sleep right.
Somebody texted in, I don't agree with this. I love to cuddle. It shows the love you have. I think everybody shows their love differently. I think there are people that are not affectionate who did not grow up with affection, and that's okay. And I don't think it means that's the only way to show the love you have sometimes.
Right. And
I think that's fair.
Listen, if you can cuddle
but I think it does show if you do it.
It does show if you do it. But if you can cuddle for the 8 hours we're supposed to be sleeping straight, I commend you, salute you, because my arm would be dead. No, thank you.
Right, right.
I like comfort too. Okay.
Yeah, I never thought about what it'd be like technically if you were the one, not, I don't want to say the guy, but the one with your arm around them. If you're the big spoon, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say, and you're laying on your back. Like, that would get old for me, having my arm around somebody. I'd be like, okay, get the hell. Like, we're snuggled up in your armpit, technically.
Right.
Like, we're fine.
You guys, y'all exactly. Just sleep.
You're screwed.
Hey, but like I said before, we like little spoons, too. We like little spoons, too.
Spooning's a different cuddling. It's a different position.
There you go.
Cuddling, which is another topic for all the cuddling positions.
Renee's a cuddler, though.
Thanks, Renee.
Appreciate you. Talk to you soon.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to Trisha in Hartford next. Trisha, good morning. Are you a cuddler?
Good morning.
Hi.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Negative?
Her and I could date.
Y'all would be great sleeping partners.
I'm a hot person, yeah. So like, I don't want any, I mean, and my kids, I love them when they were little, but even still, it's like, okay, I'm hot, get off of me.
Yeah, yeah, let me live.
Yeah.
So for even it's a temperature thing.
It's a temperature thing, but, you know, even still, I don't want someone on me. Like, I need my space. My husband and I actually, like, got a sleep divorce, and I have my own bed now. It's awesome.
Did you say you got a sleep divorce?
This is a thing. This is a whole nother conversation, but this is a thing. Sleeping in separate beds from your partner.
I would love to have this discussion. We know a couple that does it, and they're happily married. They don't have any kids, and they literally they watch TV in different rooms.
My grandparents did it their whole lives.
They did. Yeah.
As long as I knew.
And once in a while, I'll sleep in the bed, but I like to sleep.
Yeah.
And again, I'm hot, and I want
hold
to
on, though. Is there cuddle time with your husband?
She just says sometimes, you know, sometimes. We link. Sometimes we push the bed together.
I wanted to make sure there was still some intimacy. Because
There is cuddle time.
Your better mind.
Listen, sleeping together is intimacy. Damn it, DC.
You know that's the conversation.
Sleeping in the same bed, though, is intimacy. I don't care what anybody says. That's an intimate thing to share your sleep space with somebody. So when you separate that, I get why couples do it, and I respect it, because sleeping with someone's hard your whole life. Especially if they snore, but I wonder if it detaches the intimacy in some way because you're no longer sharing that close space.
Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. But if somebody snored, I'd be like, get the hell out.
All right. Sleep divorce.
And we both snore, so it works out perfect.
Perfect. Trisha, thanks for calling and being honest. She said, I got a sleep divorce.
Appreciate you. Have a great day, Trisha.
Day.
You too. Bye.
All right. David's in Maguanago, and guess what today is?
What's today?
Day 5. This guy got a theme song.
Oh, snap, David.
David said, let me pull NF as my theme song. We said, okay.
He said, I was at the concert not that long ago at Five Star Farms. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and drop this.
David, congrats on your theme song.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So, David, are you a cuddler? That is the question of the day.
You know what? I love to fall asleep in a cuddle, but I take my sleeping meds. I will wake up on the other side of the bed because I know I'm a hot box.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in and said, I'm like a cat.
Sometimes the guys need to be the little spoon, too.
Thank you.
David, we already talked about this.
I'm at Allie hard because Allie's like, it's an intimate thing. I'm like, I've heard dumpster fire dating. I know why Allie don't like
Hey, and it's Dumpster Fire Friday.
It is. We're doing a new dumpster fire chain. You're right. Maybe I don't want to cuddle because these guys are clowns. Maybe that's part of the problem.
We might as well go at it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I love it. He got his theme song and he started talking spicy.
And he blamed it on the dudes I date, not me. So I'm in. David, I love your take. Have a great day.
Peace, man.
Have a good one.
You too, man. Congrats on the theme song.
Somebody texted and said, I'm like a cat. I don't bleep and touch me. ever until I want snuggles. And then you better be an Olympic gold medalist in cuddling until I'm done with you.
Until the cat starts purring.
And then leave the cuddle abruptly and don't ask questions.
That really is like a cat, though.
Oh, my gosh. It's like I'm coming in when I want and then I'm out when I want. Somebody else said, I grew up in an extremely affectionate family, but I hate physical touch. Do not cuddle me.
Well, with an extremely affectionate family, I could see that.
It's too much almost.
So now that you got your own thing, you kind of oppose it.
You're like, give me space.
Give me space now. I grew up being invested and invaded. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody else said, good morning. It's Emily from Milwaukee. I cuddle my king every night.
There.
Are you the big spoon?
Yeah, she is. That's what she says. She'd be cuddling her king every night.
Look at you guys.
King's the little spoon. I respect it. Salute King's my king.
All right. Happy cuddling, everybody.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I almost spit my coffee out because all it said was, how do I stop lying? And I started giggling. I'm like, what?
What
do you mean, how do you stop lying? Is that the problem today?
That is the problem today.
Is that what?
Brian wrote in.
Is Brian lying about lying?
Brian, dang, son. Why'd you have to do that?
Why? Well, now I don't believe a thing.
Now I don't believe any. I haven't even.
He says.
I ain't even read it out loud, and I already think he's lying.
Everything he says is a lie.
Oh, snap,
no,
Brian.
Actually, what is the story? Because what if I'm way off here?
No. Hear it out. Brian said, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I'm 28 years old and have a severe lying problem.
Oh.
Being completely honest.
I didn't think liars knew they were this compulsive. Like, I thought if you were a compulsive liar, you were just believed your own reality. What? Okay, go on.
Listen to his next line.
What now?
Being completely honest, none of my lies are necessarily bad, quote unquote.
Oh, boy.
To being completely honest, dog. All right, let's keep going.
That's an ironic line.
For a liar, right?
Yeah.
Says, the lies I tell never, all caps, hurt anyone or myself.
Okay.
I don't know why I do it, but I do hate it. I've been doing this for as long as I can remember, from childhood on, making up stories and embellishing things about my life.
What?
I guess trying to make myself look more interesting? I really couldn't tell you what it is. It's almost like I just make up fantasies in my head, then tell the stories out loud as if they were true.
It's like he's got a creative imagination, but he's also delusional.
Do friends even believe what I'm saying? How do I stop doing this? Brian. Short and sweet, Brian.
I actually have a solution. What do you think,
man,
though? So he knows he's lying. He's coming up, he's embellishing these stories, and he tells people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do you know what you think?
Yeah, I do. I got two things for him.
Okay.
Right? And I don't necessarily know if they're going to help him, because both are going to hurt him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the pain that you go through pushes you to the other side.
Mm.
Unfortunately, both of the pains that he's possibly going through aren't going to be happy pains. He's going to lose a lot of people, for one, or he's going to have a really tough time finding himself, if I can make myself understood.
Am I the only one wondering if everybody already knows he's a liar? Like, I wish I could ask his friends.
He says, do my friends even believe what I'm saying?
They have to be like, this is crazy talk when he says tells stories.
Right, right. And your friends either love you for who you are, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess there's three things you could do here.
You ever been friends with a pathological liar?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Same.
I've known a few.
And you have to cut them out because it's delusion and that you can't trust a pathological liar. That's the core of the issue, right?
I knew a dude in college that all he did was pathologically lie about every aspect of his life, and it was impossible for him to hold up those lies because people around us knew him.
Like, right, so we knew he was. You knew he was lying.
You knew it was all cap.
Yeah.
So you just kind of let him talk himself out, and then eventually he'd go to sleep in the corner,
like,
and
okay,
all right, and then we'd all move on about our lives, and then one day randomly we're all like, we all knew he was lying, right?
I think it's a self esteem issue. I think there's something going on
100%.
Inside. Clearly, if you're telling all these lies, I will say that my solution is. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to sound like a therapist, but I have a solution for him and how he can deal with this. And I might make a big difference.
Do we all want to answer this one together? Let's open it up all together on the other side.
Okay. I'm in. Because I'm very excited about my advice, even though this is what should DZ do.
No,
what would DZ do?
I love everybody's collective. I think usually we come up with something better together.
Yes. Okay. So you can call or you can text right now, 414-533-1037. That works for both. And then we're going to talk to you guys is next. So from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I'm excited to get everybody's opinions next.
Let's get it.
414-533-1037.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So Brian wrote in and he wants to know how to stop lying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he is well aware that he makes up stories and tells lies. We have not told our advice.
Right.
What do you think?
So I said he's got one or two options, right?
Mm-hmm.
My one and my go-to for him as far as if he really wants to stop this and keep the people around him, he's got to start calling himself out.
I was going to say, stop lying. How about that?
Stop lying. If he wants to stop lying, what I would say is you got to start calling yourself out first and foremost. I do believe that the people are around you already know you're capping.
Yeah.
But talking about it openly is going to make things better. And for all you know, friends are going to be like, yeah, we know. We know you're lying. Yeah, obviously.
Tell us something we don't know, dude.
Example, Brian says, hey, I'm buying a Maserati next month.
Mm-hmm.
If you say that, Brian, I'm going to need you to immediately go, yeah, I'm joking, y'all. I'm not actually buying a Maserati. My Mazda's just fine, and I'm going
to
keep that.
Listen to what somebody texted in. Pathological lying is a mental health issue, because I said it's usually low self-esteem. There's other things going on. It's like depression. You know you have it, and you may not be able to control it. Therapy is for everyone. I do agree. If you are well aware that you're lying, you should be in therapy for whatever the core is of why you're such a compulsive liar.
Ain't that the obvious answer for Brian, though?
No, I don't think people go there in their mind. I think we think they're a liar, they're a lost cause, they're full of it. At least I do a lot of times. I'm like, ugh, you're a waste of time because I can't even listen to a word you say because it's when you don't realize
it can be an impulsive thing and a control factor that's mental health related.
Or just a low self-esteem, so you create your own reality because your life is, something's going on in your life you don't want to deal with.
Right.
Right? Now, that being said, my advice is that he should start journaling all of his crazy stories, because one of the things you said was that he knows he comes up with these grand stories in his mind.
Yeah, these fantasies he just says out loud.
He sounds like he needs a creative outlet where he should like journal these stories and maybe turn them into a book, a movie or something.
Yo, he could end up being like a director type.
That's what I'm saying.
The next M. Night Shyamalan.
If you just have this big imagination, start journaling it. And if you don't and you're just a liar, go to therapy.
Well, right. You and find what works for you.
Yeah.
Because the other thing I was going to say is you got to cut everybody off and then start fresh with new friends, dog.
Oh, that's your other thing?
Yeah.
Daisy, come on.
Stop lying to people, bro.
Somebody said, how do we know he's not lying about this story? Which was part of the problem when DZ read it. We don't.
That is part of the problem, because he could be lying about lying. Maybe he's a truther.
Well, a truther. Chill out. Yeah, right. Even you just told yourself to chill out. I told myself,
that was dumb. Easy.
All right, Saucy is calling this morning. You know, she's got something to say.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
Saucy.
Morning.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
What up, Saucy?
Hi. We're looking for the truth.
Beautiful Friday.
Facts.
What do you think that Brian should do, though?
Okay. First off, I want to say thank you, Brian, for coming forward. And I'm proud of you for being so vulnerable and opening up with this, because it is kind of an embarrassing thing and a lot of people won't admit it.
That's nice of you to say, Sauce.
I've never seen a liar admit they're lying, if you want me to be honest. That's why I'm like, girl, I don't even know how to deal with this.
People aren't going to believe him. They're still not going to believe him. That's part of it, because of the lies.
Cry wolf. It's the lying thing.
Yep. Now, I'm going to say you need to find a therapist.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think anything that DZ, Allie, me, or anybody else is going to tell you is going to really help, other than you really need to go and see a therapist and find out what the real issue is.
Get to the bottom of it, because if you don't know what it is yourself, you're never going to know how to fix it.
Well, exactly. You're just going to continue doing the same thing over and over again. And what is that, my friends? And expecting different results?
That's insanity.
Well, I feel like there's...
And we are not insane.
Saucy.
We are human.
Well, depends on the person. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe a little crazy, but not insane. Not yet.
By the way, happy birthday, Saucy.
Saucy!
Why, thank you.
Happy birthday!
I'm not going to lie, I forgot.
Thank you.
Bella texted in and said, happy birthday, Saucy. Love Bella.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday for real, Saucy.
Thank you.
I was going to say, I feel like there's two types of lying when it comes to people that lie this much. Mm-hmm. You have the compulsive liars who are just trying to get out of things, right? Who are just not taking accountability for their bad behavior. And then you have people like Brian, who I think is a different type of liar, where they're...
Are just looking for the attention.
Or not even... You can call it that, but when you say it like that, it sounds so... People take that bad.
The wrong way.
It's the verbiage. It's more of that he's creating a reality in his head that's delusional to get out of his own life,
Do
right?
Do we think Brian has any longstanding trauma that's affecting him that he hasn't unlocked? Because what else makes somebody 100%. A compulsive liar?
And in all honesty, I really don't think it's pathological, because pathological liars, they actually believe their lies. He's actually differentiating between... I'm making this stuff up.
He has the awareness.
No, this is really what went on.
No, the self-awareness is the first step. And if someone's lying and they come to you and go, I know I have an issue with lying, I'm much more, I would actually, like, it's easy if you were like, I know I lie a lot. I'd be like, oh, like, I respect that you're, like, aware and you're trying to fix it.
Like Sauce said.
Like Saucy said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, versus just continuing to lie and manipulate. And then you're now dangerous to people versus I want to fix this.
Exactly. Bingo.
Look at us getting deep on a Friday.
Look at us.
Look, you would have thought I went to therapy yesterday. Oh, wait, I did.
Oh, wait. Saucy, we appreciate you. Your advice has been on point lately, dog.
Good job.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon, fam.
Much love, my friends. And have a beautiful day and happy Friday.
Happy birthday.
Bye, Saucy.
Thank you.
Saucy. All right. That was some good stuff right there, I feel like.
I think we helped him, bro. Mm-hmm. But now I got self-doubt about this.
Why?
Because what if... Just imagine, what if Brian doesn't believe the things that he's even saying to us? What if he's lying to himself about wanting to get better?
Okay, now you're spiraling, I feel like.
I feel like I am, because I'm like, I still don't know if I believe Brian anymore. Like, what if he just wanted attention and we fell for it?
But that might have been the issue. Somebody texted in, we're going to leave it with this. They said, if he could stop lying on his own, he would. He says he wants to stop, but clearly can't. Mm-hmm. He needs good therapy. And
there
I feel like, do you see that with a lot of things you want to stop with bad behaviors, you know? You know you want help, go get it. That's
go get
the
it.
Advice.
That's it. That's it, Brian.
Stop lying. Good luck, Brian. Do you want to see my muscles?
What? You flexing out here? What you trying to flex?
I mean, if you want to, because yesterday, DZ and I decided to, as they say in the olden days, pump a little iron together.
Pump it up, baby. Yeah, lightweight.
Remember SNL? Pump it up. You probably don't remember that. Anyway, 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. They used to have Hans and Franz on Saturday Night Live. I remember
Hans and Franz.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger was on it one time.
I'm not an SNL guy, but I remember Hans and Franz because of the Arnold Schwarzenegger being so jacked and them kind of making fun of
him. You don't have to be an SNL guy because it normally sucks, but that's just an opinion of my own. It's hit and miss with SNL, let's be real.
True.
Yesterday, though, I really crashed your gym session.
Yeah, well, I had my workout session with my trainer Jeremy over at the Princeton Club.
Yeah, I work out with Erica once a week, and you work out with Jeremy, and then we do stuff on our own separately, right?
Right.
So you were supposed to work with Jeremy.
Yesterday, I had a workout scheduled, and for whatever reason, I think we got to talking, and you know, we like to trash talk.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I said, bro, you couldn't handle what we do. So Allie said, oh, bet, I'll see you at 11.
I said, let me send a few emails, and then I'll be there.
And sure enough, you pulled up on me and Jeremy at our session.
Did you think I was going to come?
I didn't.
Really?
To be completely honest.
Were you shocked when I walked in?
Because I pulled up on Jeremy and I was like, hey, just so you know, me and Allie got to ribbing earlier and she said she can handle our workouts. So she might crash one or two, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think she's doing the whole workout with us, just so you know.
Well, I did.
And he kind of chuckled and then you pulled up and I went, dang, she's actually here.
Well, I showed up. I know. I couldn't even believe it. I said, because you asked me, you want to go? And I was like, eh. But then I said, now it's on. Now that you're challenging me. So when I walked into the Princeton Club and I found you guys.
Right.
And you were like, okay, we're going to go to the turf area because they have such a cool like turf area that's separated that you can, there's different workout areas, you know? And so I said, well, let me go get a hairband, which was my excuse to disappear for a few minutes.
For another half hour.
While you guys did like burpees or whatever you're doing, work. And I went up to the front desk and I was locking out. They go, Allie, you just got here. And I go, oh, I got to go get a hairband. I'll be right back. And they go, no, Allie, we have a whole bin of them for you if you'd like.
Complimentary for you.
Because women come and forget hairbands.
Of course. Some men too.
And some men. So they had, I went, dang it. So I grabbed the hairband. I went right back downstairs and I went and found you. I went, shoot. Well, that didn't work.
And me and him were surprised you came back so quick because we had just talked about the fact that she ain't coming back, bro. She ain't. You know, we said turf field. She ain't coming back, dog.
I did come back and we worked out together and I'm going to post some video later today.
Okay.
Because he did take a little video of us. So you're going to see me and DZ working out. Get ready, dude.
You killed it, dog. You killed the workout.
You did great too.
Appreciate, you know?
I didn't appreciate when he told me to lift the heavier weight. So, because I was really, I had some 20s and you had 30s and we were running upstairs. And he was like, Allie, take the 30s. I was like, dang it.
He's good about pushing you.
He's on to me.
He's on to you.
Like
it was heavy. You were skipping up them steps a little too freely, dog. He said, oh, that's light, huh? Okay, Ronnie Coleman, lightweight. All right, grab them 30s then.
I had a lot of fun working out with you, though. That was fun. And it went quick.
It was a good workout. He's great about getting you full body in and out. Boom, bam. Perfect.
Yeah. I crashed a DZ's training session. I feel like we have both accomplished a lot this week, and we have proof that we worked out.
We do
got
proof.
It's our accountability check this week.
Like that part. It's our account. We were accountable.
Well, I want to be healthy. I want to be toned. It's almost summer.
We want to be fit. We want to be active. We don't want to just look good. We want to feel good. That's the most important part.
Exactly. So thanks for letting me crash your session.
Anytime, dog.
Am I the Jerk is next, and this one is about someone who's really happy someone failed.
Yeah.
And we've all been there where you are happy for someone doing well, and maybe you're happy they failed. Don't act like you've never had that emotion in your life about anyone.
I rarely wish on people's emotion. Downfall.
It's a nasty emotion.
It's a nasty emotion.
But people have it.
Sometimes is it justified?
All right, it's coming up next. Are they the jerk for being happy someone failed at something?
Yikes.
Yeah, very awkward. Am I the Jerk on the way? And Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets coming up before the end of the show. Ha! That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Janie wants to know if she's the jerk for being happy a coworker quit because of her.
Janie's the jerk or is trying to not be the jerk?
Ooh, that sounds leading. I'd like to know the story.
That sounds terrible just as it is. I'm glad somebody is like doing bad because of me.
Yeah, that's a lot. This is what Janie said. She said, Allie and DZ, we've worked together the last 4 years. Over the last year, we were made co-directors and it's been terrible. She tried to make me her subordinate the entire time, boss me around, make a divide. And when I stood up to her, she got defensive and said work sucked for a few months after that. I went past HR and I went straight to the owners. When they got involved to speak to both of us, she lost it and put in her 2 weeks. She said she was quitting because I'm the problem. She turned it all around on me. She said she wasn't going to be harassed and belittled. She ended up leaving after 2 days, not even finishing out the 2 weeks.
Yo.
Had we been able to coexist and be co-directors, things would have been fine. But I'm happy she left. So am I the jerk for being happy my coworker quit because of me?
Janie.
This is what I'm saying. Like, sometimes you can't say it out loud. You look at people and you're like, oh, I'm secretly happy they failed. Now, that is not a nice thing to do.
No, it's not.
And you should want the best for everyone. If you're in a good place, you usually want the best for everyone.
True.
Happy people want happy things.
Happy people. Yeah.
That being said, she's admitting that, I know I'm not supposed to say this, but I'm happy she quit because of me.
But the way I understand it, right? They were both made director or co-directors.
Yes.
So it's an equal job.
Should be.
It's like a co-manager. We're both managers, right? We both do different things, but we both have the same amount of power. And when one person tries to take it up a notch and go, no, I'm technically more of the director. You're the co-director.
Right.
Which feels like what happened. You got to cut that.
Yeah.
Because that's not the case, right? Did you need to go to the owners, though?
Well, yeah, it solved the problem.
I guess. Yeah, it did solve the problem.
You know?
It didn't do it in the way that it should have been. Like, HR should have gotten involved first. There's so many course of actions that should have been gone through before you just skip ahead and talk to the owners, the bosses. Mm. You know, it's like going to mom and dad rather than talking to your babysitter first.
Mm. I think HR is mom and dad, too, though. I think they're both mom and dad. The owners and HR are both, like, mom and dad. Like, we're on our best behavior around them always.
Right.
We're not keeping it real.
I just know the thing is that why are you preying on some? I shouldn't say this, but why are you preying on somebody's downfall like this?
Mm.
It could have been solved
because it was making her life hell.
You should have wished
she couldn't work.
Now everything's on you though. Unless they're going to hurry up and hire somebody else. Now you're the only director.
Well, and maybe that's what the girl thought when she left. She's like, fine, show them that you suck.
Handle it
and
yourself.
And I was doing it. The girl that left's probably like, I was doing everything.
Right.
You just hear it. No, this place can't survive without me.
This would crumble without me here.
And maybe it will and maybe it won't.
Somebody wrote in
and said, not the jerk, by Felicia. Wow. Janie's asking if she's the jerk for being happy that a coworker quit because of her.
Yikes. We'll see.
All right. 414-533-1037. The phones are already ringing and I can see your text coming in. So we're going to talk about this next. If Janie's a jerk for being happy that her coworker quit.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Janie wants to know if she's the jerk for being happy her coworker quit because of her.
That sounds horrible, bro.
They were both assigned as co-directors, and it's been terrible ever since. So she went straight to the owners, and when they got involved, the woman said, it's all her, not me, and then I'm quitting. You're harassing me.
Mm-hmm.
She's happy her coworker quit. Let's start with Rico this morning, who's in Milwaukee. Rico, good morning.
Wepa, good morning.
Wepa. Hey,
buenos dias.
Is Janie a jerk for being happy the coworker quit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, she is a jerk because you could have gave the girl a chance. You never know what's going on at home. She should have took the right steps and went to go talk to HR because that's the proper steps you're supposed to take. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the girl has only been there for a couple days. You got to get a feel for the person first. She might think she knows.
No, Rico, not a couple days. 4 years they worked together.
4 years together.
And
they just got made co-directors over the last year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if they're having the issues with that, then yeah, they should have took the steps to go discuss it. If they've been working with each other so long and consistent issues with each other, and now one person's in this position, the same position, you know, just talk about it. That's all you really have to do.
There's animosity there that's longstanding before this just co-director position thing. It's got to be.
Correct. You can't please everyone. So also making them co-directors might have been a people-pleasing move. I'm going to make you both bosses because you both work hard. That's not the way it works. And now you got the power struggle between the two of them. And that's what's really going on because you put them in the same position.
And one of them wanted to be the solo director, not co-director with nobody else.
Anyway, what were you saying, Rico?
I've been through a personal experience. I was made an assistant supervisor at the counter. So basically, I felt like I should have been in the main position, but I was getting my job done for me.
And then
just constantly getting talked to crazy because I wasn't doing everything to their team.
He worked under a person who had control issues.
Yeah.
And they did everything, and then when it failed, they would yell at him. Right,
exactly.
Rico, we understand.
Oh, we do.
But that's why he says jerk. You have a great day, Rico.
Appreciate you.
You as well.
Peace.
All right, let's go to Lisa, our girl, calling from Sheboygan today with her own theme song.
Turn up the music.
Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay,
TGIF.
Rico said Janie's a jerk for being happy the coworker quit because of her.
Sure did.
Hell no. I don't think she's a jerk at all.
Okay.
First of all, I mean, we're adults, right? So you can have those crucial conversations with coworkers. I understand that. But if there was animosity going on before, I think she took the right steps by going to someone above her for help, whether that's HR. We don't know the size of the company. We don't know what their HR department is like. So
Fair.
If she had to go to the boss, then that's maybe the steps that she should have taken. So she did the right thing by not causing maybe uncomfortable confrontation to the other girl or the other woman. So if the other girl flipped out like that in a 2-minute time frame, then maybe she is not a stable employee. Bye.
Oh dang.
Well, you know, the fact that she quit. If you're being confronted, talk about it as an adult. Don't just throw a tantrum and leave.
Don't get defensive, quit, and go, well, I'm out of here, because then you do look guilty if you're like, well, I'm leaving, so you can't even talk to me about it, because you do look like the problem.
You look like the problem.
You look like the problem.
100%.
And you look like you're running away. Yeah.
And I like what Lisa was saying, because it probably is a small company to think you have access to ownership. How often do you work for a company where you could just hit up the owners?
Right. Yeah, it may be 10 employees only. We don't know that. Like, I work for a company that has thousands of employees, so I can't go to the owner.
She could have bypassed. Right. She might have bypassed HR because HR is internal. And if there is just 10 employees, HR is involved in all their mess anyway.
Right.
That's why she went to ownership. Lisa, you helping me make sense of this one.
Somebody said, not the jerk. If the quitter couldn't chat with management and threw a fit, then walked out, quit. Like, not the person. Okay, if you can't take the heat, get your butt out of the kitchen or wherever you work.
Part.
All right, Lisa, not the jerk.
All right, thanks, guys.
I appreciate you. We're split.
Oh, all right. Well, let's go to Sherry in Germantown. Sherry, I bet you didn't know you were going to be the tiebreaker today on Am I the Jerk?
Look at you.
Look at me.
Good morning,
Look
Sherry.
Look at you. Is Good Jamie morning. The jerk for being happy your coworker quit?
Not at all.
Boom.
Okay.
Not at all.
End of discussion? Or you want to explain? Elaborate. We'd love to hear. Yeah.
I'll explain. I've actually been in this situation recently with a coworker, and I ended up transferring because she just wanted to keep poking the bear, and I had enough. I didn't go to HR. I just said, you know what? We can't work together. We tried for over a year. So somebody's got to do something, and there's no I in team anyway, so.
So wait, were you Janie? No, you weren't Janie in the situation. You were technically the coworker that left and went somewhere else.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. We even had a powwow with our supervisor, and things never changed.
Okay. So you tried and it didn't work.
And you left. But you say not the jerk.
Right.
Not at all.
Wow.
Maybe this was the bigger person move somehow.
Yeah. I don't know. It just wasn't for her. It wasn't the environment she wanted to be in. And I get that side, too.
Yep.
Which is weirdly, even though you're saying she's not the jerk, you're sticking up for the person that left.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, somebody's got to do something. And I mean, the way she handled it, though, seemed a little childish to me.
Fair.
But she could have given it a little more time and they could have maybe worked it out, but sounds like they couldn't do it either.
Well, Sherry, I was going to say, given kind of your account and personal experience, it didn't work out at the end. Uh-uh. So this might have been the best move. All right, Sherry. Say less, not the jerk.
Nope. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So not the jerk. And it was a split down the middle until Sherry decided.
Boom.
That was Am I the Jerk. Now, are you ready for dumpster fire dating? Because there's a new player in rotation, everybody.
Oh, so you shouldn't be asking me if I'm ready. I should be asking you, Allie, are you ready for dumpster fire dating?
Yes. Let's go.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
DZ, new player in rotation.
Allie, talk to me about the roster.
What? The roster was dry there for a good month.
Wait, am I an assistant coach?
Yes, and I need your opinion.
Can I be the defensive coordinator?
Yes.
Boom.
Yes, you can.
Let's go.
Okay, so I was not dating anyone, and the one date I had, I ghosted him because we found out he had a horrible past.
Last edition of Dumpster Fire was wild.
Yeah, like I was just hooking up with the Sneaky Link.
Uh-huh.
Then the Sneaky Link hit me up one random Sunday, and I didn't reply ever again.
Right.
And then a month passed by where I did nothing, and I just minded my own business. And now today I have a date.
Okay.
I have a date with someone new.
After ghosting the last guy because he was crazy.
and then the one last week I didn't go out with.
Well,
yeah, because he was crazy. Because
we found
out on Are We Dating the Same Guy on Facebook that he had a domestic violence past.
Bad streak.
So that guy was ghosted, obviously, and I never met him.
But now, new player?
New player.
New, brand new, we don't know, never met, don't know?
Oh, he's been courting me for a minute in my DMs, I'm not going to lie.
Has he now?
He hit me up randomly, like a few months ago, and was like, Allie, I, too, am a single dad. Uh-huh. Got divorced. I get these a lot. And we have a lot in common.
Oh, we're trying to relate. Mm-hmm. Did he also lose 150 pounds?
No, but I have had that one in my inbox. I've had those guys, too.
I figured.
Who have lost weight and have that in common with me. So we were talking a little, and I was like, okay, what's your story? He's got three kids, you know? Maybe I'd go out with this guy. So I finally said... He kept messaging me, and I would message him like it'd be days later. You know me with the DMs. It takes me like a week.
It was as consistent as the conversation could be for somebody you've never met.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So finally I said, you know what? He was messaging me again, checking back in when I wouldn't respond. And he'd be like, hi.
Big head.
He kept courting. He kept coming to me. And finally I said, all right, listen. I don't like talking. I don't like chatting, especially with people I don't know online.
Yeah, small chat.
It's freaking weird. Yep. You know me, but I don't know you, and I don't like it.
Yep.
And so if you want to meet for coffee or something, which you know me, I never do that. I never do the sober coffee date. I always do the drink.
Face it. You said coffee.
I said coffee during the day. Who am I?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Okay, so what did he say to that?
He said, okay. He said, I don't like coffee, but okay.
He said, dang.
And then I went, whoops. So yesterday, the plan was to meet up today.
Okay.
And this afternoon. And so when I thought I had to go work out, and I worked out with you yesterday instead, my whole schedule got changed around today.
Right.
So I messaged him. I said, hey, if you want to go earlier, let me know and we'll go after the show. Like I'll meet you at 11 or 12 versus 1 or 2.
Sure.
And then I went to bed and I got up and he messaged me this morning and said he's going to meet me at 11. And I was not ready. DZ, I can't go at 11. Look at me right now.
No, I was going to say, you need a couple hours, man.
I was going to go home.
That you look, now you don't look bad. But
no,
I know,
look bad.
I know you wouldn't like to go out like this on a date.
What am I wearing?
You're wearing a blue go to Target Bucks hat.
Shut up.
Your gray go to Target sweatshirt.
Oh, you mean what I wear to Target? Oh, yes, thank you.
And probably some Let's Go to Target leggings.
And then what's on my feet?
Oh, and you got slides on? You got the Walmart outfit on. Never mind, Target. You wearing a Wally World fit.
In my mind, I was going to go work out after the show, and then I was going to shower. Not get ready like it's coffee. I'm not getting dolled up for coffee, but I was going to at least shower and try to put my hair down.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to meet me right. I don't.
ASAP.
I'm not.
Allie, you've got chanclas on. You're wearing slides.
You can't go out like that.
I won't let you go. As the defensive coordinator, I'm not letting you go out like that.
I was going to work out. Now my whole day's down. Everything's thrown around.
Now you're flustered.
So what do I race home and do a 30-minute get ready and meet him? I don't know if I can meet him now.
You know what?
What? Should I meet him later?
No. I think you do this.
What do I do?
Not to throw yourself off.
But you need the Walmart outfit?
You need to mentally prepare yourself. And I think it's already starting off in a different mode because you never go get coffee with nobody.
No.
So it's already starting off like a different date. It's probably different for him because he says, I don't even like coffee.
Right, he doesn't. Well, and he was still trying to talk to me and I just cut off the conversation and said, can we just meet for coffee? Like, I don't want to do this.
And he accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Is it impossible for you to do?
What?
To go meet for coffee after this?
No, it's not impossible.
Then I think you should do it.
In this?
I think you throw.
In this? Are you out of your mind?
No, not in that. Oh. You got to hit it, run home,
and
go get changed. Real quick though. But you make it happen. I like the way this is going. He's been courting you for a minute. He's been very respectful, non-pushy, because you haven't said nothing about this guy.
Should I wear a hat?
A hat? No.
Do you see my hair?
No, it's under a hat right now.
It's horrible. Okay, wait. I haven't said anything about this guy at all.
Right. So I don't think he's got major red flags unless you got any for me that you haven't said yet.
I don't know. Like, he's been pretty normal in the conversation, and there haven't been any red flags, if I'm being honest.
Let me ask you about him.
But there are red flags I worry about.
So what we do know is that he's divorced with three kids.
Uh-huh.
So he's a single father.
Yep.
How old is he?
My age.
Your age. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Early 40s.
Short?
Yeah, he's tall. He's tall.
How tall? How tall would you say?
He told me, but
his profile say how tall?
No, we didn't meet on a dating app. He slid into my DMs. That's what I'm telling you. Oh, he's about my height, he says. We're going to find out.
Because,
you know, guys always lie.
He's between 5'11 and 6'1 then.
Oh, yeah. I asked him and he measured and he sent me the thing. He's the one that measured and sent it to me and we were laughing. Do you remember now? That was months ago. It was in March. He sent me a thing and he goes, I just measured myself. And this is the thing. He sent me a picture with the ruler.
Boy, he's 6 feet tall on the dot. Just measured himself.
I forgot that he did that because it's been months, right?
He sounds like a goofball. If he's sending you stuff like that, I really think you try to make this happen. And I'll be the first one to say, I don't like how this is vibing. Yeah. I don't necessarily hear anything that's sounding crazy.
No, I don't either. But
sounds like a decent dude.
Well, the good news is they came out with the new list of red flags, DZ.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this?
Or did not know this.
We're going to talk about them next. Get ready.
Goodness.
The five most red flags that are Googled. The top five red flags. So I'll read them to you. We can share our own and we'll see if this guy has any.
All right. Let's see. Let's match them up.
Oh, and somebody said, I agree with you, DZ. You should go and you should go exactly as you are. They don't know what I look like.
You know what? We should post a picture of you online and see and let the listeners decide. Should Allie go on a date looking like this?
Wait.
If it's just coffee, I don't see anything wrong with your outfit personally. I just don't think you would actually like the way you look. If you don't like the way you look, I'm not going to tell you to go out somewhere, but I think you look fine. You could go get coffee with this guy. It might be
out of your mind.
Might be a better gauge on the first impression because he won't judge you. He will see you for you.
I look crazy. There's no way I'm going out looking like this.
Have you ever heard the saying, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit?
Yes, but I don't want to do that.
He's either going to throw a fit. I think you got time to go get dressed. Now, if you don't listen to me, I do think you look fine exactly in what you're wearing to go get a quick coffee with somebody you've never met. I know first impressions are everything.
Okay,
and somebody, aka Mila, would tell you you got a dress to impress.
You're right. You know what? I am going to pull up the red flags, the most Googled red flags. I'm going to put the picture of what I look like on Facebook.
Let's go.
I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back after Dua Lipa. Okay. I put the picture on Facebook of how crazy I look today, which normally, it's not crazy if I'm going to Target or Walmart, but I do not want to go on a coffee date looking like this. I was not prepared to go right after the show in my mind. I should have been more prepared.
Maybe you should change your socks, but that's the most I would do. You should put longer socks on so you look younger. If you missed it, you got to go back. You don't know what we're talking about. Anywho.
All right. Well, they came out with the top five red flags that you should look for in dating.
For men and women.
Yes. And I want to know what you think about them. Number one is saying I love you too soon. I think anyone who moves too fast, too soon, is a red flag. And I've had these discussions with friends. My friends that move too fast, when a good friend of mine would say her defense is life's too short. I'm not wasting time. She lost someone she loved in the past, and she doesn't want to waste any time when she meets someone she likes. I can get that.
So she loves fast.
As the thing she's gone through. Me, I am scared the other way. I'm like, no, we're going to go really slow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's different ways, but saying I love you too soon is supposed to be a red flag.
Okay. I can receive that. Mm-hmm. Now, when you both madly fall in love, there's differences,
yes.
And there's obviously the difference between going, oh, I love you, man. Oh, and I love you.
If those words come out within the first few dates, that's alarming.
Run!
Mm-hmm.
I could believe it.
The second one I don't appreciate, people that watch true crime. You know what? Screw you. That's not a red flag.
You know, Aaron.
Aaron and I are both big red flags because I love true crime and I'm not stopping.
I'm not going to lie. I do find it a little weird that y'all love the murder mystery stuff and then are worried about murder mysteries.
The third top five red flag with dating, love bombing, which is when they basically give you gifts, compliments during the first few dates. I've been love bombed before.
How is that a red flag?
And then they flip on you.
Oh, because it stops.
It's quick. When they stop showing interest because they get bored quick and leave.
And then they stop showering you with things and attention.
I dated people who showered me with flowers and then literally a month later they're bored and they're like,
and gone.
It's all the time. Yeah.
I get that. Now, if that's your love language, but that when it's your love language, it doesn't stop. When it stops, when it's abrupt, red flag for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Talking to an ex. A lot of people think that's a red flag.
I could see it if your ex is involved, but sometimes friendships happen like that.
That's true, but if you don't have kids together, I don't really know why you're talking to your ex. I've always felt like that.
True.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Fair.
It's weird.
Fair.
And then double texting is the fifth. If they're texting you repeatedly before you respond, these are red flags in the beginning of dating, people. This is, again, like you said, if they're showering you with gifts and love bombing you and you're in love, great.
Great.
If they're not, red flag.
If they say I love you and you want to say I love you back, great.
Yeah, that stuff should happen for sure when you're in love. So those are the top five red flags. And, you know, I have a coffee date. I don't see any of these yet, obviously, because I haven't even met the damn guy.
Right.
But saying I love you too soon, watching true crime, love bombing, talking to an ex and double texting. I want to know how our listeners feel about those red flags.
I like this list. This is a pretty solid list. The only one I disagree with is the shower, the gift bombing. That's the only one I disagree with.
Isn't it sad, though, that that used to be a kind like way to kind of court a woman or, or vice versa? And now we can't trust anyone because of all the people that come in and do it with bad intentions.
Shady intentions. Yeah. The shady gifts that you get.
Well, and that's how you manipulate.
It's like, hush money, basically. It's hush money.
It's hush money. Dog. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, we're going to talk to you guys about the top five red flags next. So 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text that. Somebody texted in and said, "Hi, I'm Red Flag. I'll take my true crime podcast over a man any day." All right. We're going to talk to you guys next from the Nicolet Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. You guys are so rude, but so honest, and that's why I love you. 103.7 Kiss FM. I put the picture of me on Facebook of what I'm wearing right now. Not prepared to go on a date today. I was going to actually, you know, wash my hair and put my hair down for a second.
Did you specify it was a coffee date only, not like a go get something for real date?
Yeah, but everybody's commenting like, well, do you want a second date? Go home and change.
Catching strays at the neck.
That's really, I don't know if I want a second date yet. That's the problem.
So maybe go like this for the first date. But hey.
We're talking about red flags, though. And somebody texted in and she says, what did she say here? Okay, freaking out. I just started seeing a guy in his mid-40s, 3 kids, divorced, 6-something, and not into coffee. But he'll go get it with me. And
oh, I'm like, the same guy.
I'm like, do you know how many men you just described in you described 50% of Milwaukee in their 40s. Like, what do you mean? Divorced with 3 kids, a dad in his 40s. It's not that crazy.
No, it's the same guy,
People
Allie.
Think we're like dating the same guy. I'm like, we're not.
It's the same guy. No, I'm sorry. No, it's not. I'm joking.
I did say, well, what the hell's the name?
True. Let's compare.
I don't know. I'll see if she wrote me back. Yeah. Let's go to the phones, though, because we were talking about the top five red flags.
What were they again?
The top five red flags were saying I love you too soon within the first few dates.
One.
Watching true crime.
Two.
Love bombing, where three. You constantly buy them flowers and tell them with compliments and constantly
shower
showering.
Them in gifts. Yeah.
Talking to an ex.
Four.
Major red flag is someone who's dated enough. And double texting.
Five. Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have kids together and they're still talking, red flag.
Only one I disagreed with was the bombing. Mm-hmm. I like to get gifts, baby.
Fair enough. We have Julie in Burlington. Let's start with her on two. Hey, Julie.
Morning.
Hi, guys. How are ya?
Doing. We're
great.
Good.
What do you think of the red flags?
Well, I agree with all of them except one. I am definitely with you, Allie, on the true crime. I mean, come on.
Of course y'all
you
are.
Know? You know, who wrote that
first
in there?
Off, okay, some people just have a general interest in that stuff. Like,
thank
my
you.
Degree is in criminal justice. It's just interesting to me, number
okay.
one.
Okay, okay.
And number two, I honestly think that maybe people are threatened by people that watch true crime because true crime shows you what to look out for with these crazy people.
Like, that's a spin on it for sure.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It gives you a little insight, you know, into what to keep an eye out for. And,
yeah, also maybe a little paranoia about what you don't need to worry about.
That's very true. That's very true. I can see that side of it too, but I definitely don't think that's a red flag. Now, I mean, if you're dating somebody and they're constantly sitting at home, you know, 24 hours a day watching murder things, then okay, maybe, you know, at that point I might be like, okay, well, maybe we should switch the channel. But
you sure you don't want to watch, you know, Family Feud, anything for a little bit?
I'm sorry. I'm watching my true crime.
Right?
I don't care who you are. Leave
okay.
me alone.
Well, Allie, but you mix it up.
I love true crime. Yeah.
You mix it up. What Julie's saying, if it's exclusively, so if you're bopping from one true crime to the next murder mystery to back to true crime, okay. All right, now what's your deal?
Yeah, absolutely. Or if, you know, you go on a couple dates with somebody and say you're hanging out at your house or their house, and every single time they want to watch these, like, violent murder
Again,
shows, then
don't
I mean,
see the problem.
You know.
Allie, red flag.
Julie, I didn't say I wasn't. Have a great day, Julie.
Appreciate your call, Julie. Bye.
You guys right. have a great day.
Bye. Megan's in Muskego. Hey, Megan, we're talking about the top five red flags in dating.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
She don't sound it. She's like, I'm good. How are you?
Maybe she disagrees with the entire list.
Maybe. What do you think?
No. So, okay, yes. I agree with Allie and Julie about the true crime thing.
Of course.
Of course
totally
we have to defend
not.
Ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I'm not jumping in this.
I feel like way more women, I think, are going to disagree with that one for some reason. Because it's like, I don't know. I feel like mostly people I know are women that watch a lot of those shows. But I think it's also just we're educating ourselves.
But, I mean, all right, if that's what y'all are okay. doing now, we know, yeah.
But also, I have a degree in neurobiology and psychology, so, like, I just like that stuff. And the brain, you know.
Like Julie, criminal justice type, where you guys are adjacent to it, so that you guys are inspired by it professionally.
Right. So, yeah. But then also, like, some of the other ones, I feel like are just kind of personal preferences with people anyway. Mm. Like, I wouldn't really see those. Like, some of them I would, like, the... You know, with I think it also just depends on personal experience.
Okay.
Like some people, you know, they might have had a bad experience with somebody who did one of those things and they just don't want it in their next relationship.
That's true. That's true. You had I get that.
This felt like kind of an average with exactly what Megan's saying. Everybody's experience is different, but this can be like the top five average red flags that most people encounter.
Saying I love you in the first few dates to me is it's a little cringy. That's strange. Yeah. Or saying, you know, I want to spend my life with you after a couple of dates. It's like, come on. You don't even know what they do when you're not around. Like, you don't even... Come on.
Come on.
Until you really meet people and their friends and family, you don't know them.
You really don't.
You really don't.
I can't disagree.
All right. Thanks for calling today, Megan. Yep. Have a great day.
Yep. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. So, I'm not going on a coffee date dressed like this, for the record.
So, are you going to run home then and change real fast?
Good. Yes. But good. I need to message him and be like, seriously?
No, don't do that.
So, just go.
Embrace it. Just say yes. See you there. I might be a few minutes late, but then boom, leave it at that, and then we can get you out of here so you can go meet him.
Listen to this nonsense, and then we're done. You're comfortable with DZ with how you look. You left the house. Let the guy see you for you. No.
I agree.
DZ.
I'm me, though. I'm the bro.
I have had a discussion about how we do not care what we're wearing around each other, clearly.
Because we fam.
But we would not always wear some of these outfits that we wear personally in the studio, like our slides and
some of the stains that Allie sees on my shirts, I wouldn't take to Target. You're not wrong, okay?
I'm just saying, it's not the same.
Well, Allie, get your butt home, change, and then get on this date, because we need an update.
Oh, damn it.
No.
I'll let you know how the coffee date went. And if I changed.
Bet.
Next week. Thanks. Brand new Billie Eilish. That's Lunch, an Odyssey world premiere on 103.7 Kiss FM.
It's called Lunch and I'm eating it up.
I know, me too.
I like it.
It's Allie and DZ and the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets. 2-day passes on the way in less than 5 minutes. Hold on. DZ, thank you.
For what?
For the gift you gave me this week.
Said I changed your life.
What? You kind of did. You gave me not one, not two, three gifts.
And all at once, huh?
And they're beautiful.
Let's call it like a Mother's Day birthday gift.
Aww, okay. Thank you,
two
DZ.
For one. A three for one.
Mother's Day. Okay, listen. The gifts that you gave me, one is purple.
Uh-huh.
One is red.
Yep.
And one is black.
Yeah, buddy.
And I don't discriminate. I like all
you
the
like
colors.
All three. People are going, what the hell did DZ give out?
The black, they're all the same size. The black one's not bigger.
No.
There's not a red one. There's not a pink one.
They're all average. And I thought the purple was actually pink, but whatever. Neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there, but I love them. DZ, thank you for my new pens.
You're welcome.
The other day we don't write a lot, but I do. You and I both have a notebook that we like to write our notes down in.
We jot quite a bit,
I know
think.
It's old school to write things nowadays because we type a lot too, but we write stuff. When I write thoughts, I write people's names when they call, all kinds of things.
Little reminders for after the show, things that we like that we heard that we want to go back and pull. Now, this is all inside, but we write little notes and jot things down for our own personal satisfactions.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so I was not feeling the pens I was writing with, and I went into the supply closet at work, and they were the average pen, and just, you know, they were fine.
No, they're basura, trash.
Okay, fine, they were basura, and I like it, you know, like my pen's classy.
We like a little nice glide to the right,
and
right?
You said, Allie, I gotta get you one of my S gel pens in passing. I went, okay, and then the other day, I was sitting over there on the board, you had left, I grabbed one of your pens, I was doing something, and I needed a pen.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up your S-Gel pen.
My Sharpie S-Gel. Yeah, put some respect.
I was like, DZ, I almost stole your pen.
The next day, you're like, dog, that pen is so nice.
Like, your pen is so nice. And you were, and then you came in and you ordered a whole new pack. I said, you should have had the company pay for that.
Nah, I ain't. Nah, I like my pens.
Thank you. So now I have a purple, a pink, and a black gel pen, and I love these. And they've changed the way I feel when I'm writing things down. I get more done.
You're stocked and ready to go, and then you're right. The way it writes, it promotes you to, one, want to write a little better, neater, nicer. And then, two, when you write something, you like it.
Yes. Yes.
A pen will change your life.
These are one of those conversations we just don't have enough that you think it doesn't matter, but the type of thing you're using to write something down matters.
Pens matter.
They do.
This pen matters so...
Pens matter. We sound so funny. Pens lives matter.
This Sharpie S gel pen matters so much to me that I have stolen them from places, whether knowingly or unknowingly.
Like a business has them and you're like, I'm taking it. Yeah.
Well, one time I accidentally stole it from my optometrist. Uh-huh. I was over at the Stanton Optical or whatever it is in like Oak Creek.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I walked in, they had the mix on, which I was like, y'all got the wrong station on. Excuse me, Kiss FM, which they changed.
Duh.
But then on my way out, they had me sign my paperwork for my lenses, whatever, whatever. And then it was one of the S-gels. I pocketed that mug.
I don't blame you.
I went home days later and I was like, where the hell did this S-gel come from?
I've heard this story. I think you told this on the air like a year ago.
I might have,
You might have.
It was about a year ago.
I remember this story and I remember you being like, I stole from a local business and it was one of their pens.
I stole the pen.
But you know, you buy, it's still stuff people bought.
Mm-hmm.
Well, DZ, thank you. I mean, it really does make a difference.
It does. And these are the best pens in the world. Hands down. I don't care what anybody else got to say.
Somebody texted in, don't mess with a nurse and her pens.
Oh, really?
Well, apparently nurses are very particular about their pens.
Nurses and servers, I could see being two very particular people about which pens they got.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm reading the text.
Say nurses and servers, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Husband has got a fountain pony, paid $30. He better love that pen. What is that?
That's probably one of them fancy-antsy pens.
Wait, is that one of those ones? It can't be the ones where they...
Looks like a quill
tip. All the different colors?
No. Those aren't that fancy.
The hell's a fountain pen? Oh, it's a literal fancy pen.
Like the ones with the quilled tip that you dip into ink.
Why would you want one of those?
Hey, when you want to be fancy, there's ways to get fancy.
Okay.
So I like clicky clicky. Some people like dippy dippy.
I mean, you look like your name should be Chandler with a pen like that. You know what I mean?
His name's definitely Chauncey. You're not wrong. Her husband's name's definitely Farnsworth something.
I love that. All right. Well, we got to give away these Harley Davidson homecoming passes. Thanks for the pens, GZ. That's all I wanted to say.
You are very welcome, and I'm glad you like them.
I do. I love them. It's a good gift. 414-533-1037. So we've been giving these away all week, and this is a big deal. The Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival. Speaking of gifts, it goes on near the lakefront, right at Veterans Park. Mm-hmm. And last year it was amazing. This year, the Red Hot Chili Peppers will be headlining, and Jelly Roll will be headlining. Because it's multiple dates.
Slim Roll. He's going by his new name now.
He lost weight. Now he's Slim Roll. I love it. All right. 414-533-1037. That's the number. And we're going to take caller 25. You answer one simple question about Harley Davidson.
We believe in you.
And you're going to win. You got this. It's coming up next. Those two-day passes.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys are so rude, but so honest, and that's why I love you. 103.7 Kiss FM. I put the picture of me on Facebook of what I'm wearing right now. Not prepared to go on a date today. I was going to actually, you know, wash my hair and put my hair down for a second.
Did you specify it was a coffee date only, not like a go get something for real date?
Yeah, but everybody's commenting like, well, do you want a second date? Go home and change.
Catching strays at the neck.
That's really... I don't know if I want a second date yet. That's the problem.
So maybe go like this for the first date. But hey...
We're talking about red flags, though. And somebody texted in and she says... What did she say here? Okay, freaking out. I just started seeing a guy in his mid-40s, 3 kids, divorced, 6-something, and not into coffee. But he'll go get it with me. And
it's the same guy.
I'm like, do you know how many men you just described in... you described 50% of Milwaukee in their 40s. Like, what do you mean? Divorced with 3 kids, a dad in his 40s. It's not that crazy.
No, it's the same guy,
People think we're, like, dating the same guy. I'm like, we're not.
It's the same guy. No, I'm sorry. No, it's not. I'm joking.
I did say, well, what the hell's the name?
True. Let's compare.
I don't know. I'll see if she wrote me back. Yeah. Let's go to the phones, though, because we were talking about the top five red flags.
What were they again?
The top five red flags were saying I love you too soon within the first few dates.
One.
Watching true crime.
Two.
Love bombing, where Three. You constantly buy them flowers and tell them with compliments and constantly
shower them
showering.
In gifts. Yeah.
Talking to an ex.
Four.
Major red flag is someone who's dated enough. And double texting.
Five. Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have kids together and they're still talking, red flag.
Only one I disagreed with was the bombing. Mm-hmm. I like to get gifts, baby.
Fair enough. We have Julie in Burlington. Let's start with her on two. Hey, Julie.
Morning.
Hi, guys. How are ya?
Doing. We're
Great.
Good.
What do you think of the red flags?
Well, I agree with all of them except one. I am definitely with you, Allie, on the true crime. I mean, come on.
Of course y'all
you
are.
Know? You know, who wrote that
First
in there?
Off, okay, some people just have a general interest in that stuff. Like, my degree is in criminal justice. It's just interesting to me, number
okay.
one.
Okay, okay.
And number two, I honestly think that maybe people are threatened by people that watch true crime because true crime shows you what to look out for with these crazy people.
Like, that's a spin on it for sure.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It gives you a little insight, you know, into what to keep an eye out for. And,
yeah, also maybe a little paranoia about what you don't need to worry about.
That's very true. That's very true. I can see that side of it too, but I definitely don't think that's a red flag. Now, I mean, if you're dating somebody and they're constantly sitting at home, you know, 24 hours a day watching murder things, then okay, maybe, you know, at that point I might be like, okay, well, maybe we should switch the channel. But
you sure you don't want to watch, you know, Family Feud, anything for a little bit?
I'm sorry. I'm watching my true crime.
Right?
I don't care who you are. Leave
okay.
me alone.
Well, Allie, but you mix it up.
I love true crime. Yeah. Like,
you mix it up. What Julie's saying, if it's exclusively, so if you're bopping from one true crime to the next murder mystery to back to true crime, okay. All right, now what's your deal?
Yeah, absolutely. Or if, you know, you go on a couple dates with somebody and say you're hanging out at your house or their house, and every single time they want to watch these, like, violent murder
Again,
shows, then
don't
I mean,
see the problem.
You know.
Allie, red flag.
Julie, I didn't say I wasn't. Have a great day, Julie.
Appreciate your call, Julie. Bye.
You guys right. have a great day.
Bye. Megan's in Muskego. Hey, Megan, we're talking about the top five red flags in dating.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
She don't sound it. She's like, I'm good. How are you?
Maybe she disagrees with the entire list.
Maybe. What do you think?
No. So, okay, yes. I agree with Allie and Julie about the true crime thing.
Of course.
Of course
totally
we have to
not.
Defend ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I'm not, I'm not jumping in this.
I feel like way more women, I think, are going to disagree with that one for some reason. Because it's like, I don't know. I feel like mostly people I know are women that watch a lot of those shows. But I think it's also just we're educating ourselves.
But, I mean, all right, if that's what y'all are doing now, we know, yeah.
But also, I have a degree in neurobiology and psychology, so, like, I just like that stuff. And the brain, you know.
Like Julie, criminal justice type, where you guys are adjacent to it, so that you guys are inspired by it professionally.
Right. So, yeah. But then also, like, some of the other ones, I feel like are just kind of personal preferences with people anyway. Mm. Like, I wouldn't really see those. Like, some of them I would, like the... You know, I think it also just depends on personal experience.
Okay.
Like some people, you know, they might have had a bad experience with somebody who did one of those things and they just don't want it in their next relationship.
That's true. That's true. I get that.
This felt like kind of an average with exactly what Megan's saying. Everybody's experience is different, but this can be like the top five average red flags that most people encounter.
Saying I love you in the first few dates to me is
it's a little cringy.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Or saying, you know, I want to spend my life with you after a couple of dates. It's like, come on. You don't even know what they do when you're not around. Like, you don't even... Come on.
Come on.
Until you really meet people and their friends and family, you don't know them.
You really don't.
You really don't.
I can't disagree.
All right. Thanks for calling today, Megan.
Yep.
Have a great day.
Yep. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. So, I'm not going on a coffee date dressed like this, for the record.
So, are you going to run home then and change real fast?
Good. Yes. But good. I need to message him and be like, seriously?
No, don't do that.
So, just go.
Embrace it. Just say yes. See you there. I might be a few minutes late, but then boom. Leave it at that, and then we can get you out of here so you can go meet him.
Listen to this nonsense, and then we're done. You're comfortable with DZ with how you look. You left the house. Let the guy see you for you. No, 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 no.
I agree.
DZ.
I'm me, though. I'm the bro.
I have had a discussion about how we do not care what we're wearing around each other, clearly.
Because we fam.
But we would not always wear some of these outfits that we wear personally in the studio, like our slides and
some of the stains that Allie sees on my shirts, I wouldn't take to Target. You're not wrong, okay?
I'm just saying, it's not the same.
Well, Allie, get your butt home, change, and then get on this date, because we need an update.
Oh, damn it.
No, fine.
I'll let you know how the coffee date went. And if I changed.
Bet.
Next week. Thanks. Brand new Billie Eilish. That's Lunch, an Odyssey world premiere on 103.7 Kiss FM.
It's called Lunch and I'm eating it up.
I know, me too.
I like it.
It's Allie and DZ and the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets. 2-day passes on the way in less than 5 minutes. Hold on.
Hold on.
DZ, thank you.
For what?
For the gift you gave me this week.
Said I changed your life.
You gave, what? You kind of did. You gave me not one, not two, three gifts.
And all at once, huh?
And they're beautiful.
Let's call it like a Mother's Day birthday gift.
Aw, okay. Thank you,
DZ. A 3-for-1.
Mother's Day. Okay, listen. The gifts that you gave me, one is purple.
Uh-huh.
One is red.
Yep.
And one is black.
Yeah, buddy.
And I don't discriminate. I like all
you
the
like
colors.
All three. People are going, what the hell did DZ give out?
The black, they're all the same size. The black one's not bigger.
No.
There's not a red one. There's not a pink one.
They're all average. And I thought the purple was actually pink, but whatever. Neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there, but I love them. DZ, thank you for my new pens.
You're welcome.
The other day we don't write a lot, but I do. You and I both have a notebook that we like to write our notes down in.
We jot quite a bit, I think.
I know it's old school to write things nowadays because we type a lot too, but we write stuff. When I write thoughts, I write people's names when they call, all kinds of things.
Little reminders for after the show, things that we like that we heard that we want to go back and pull. Now, this is all inside, but we write little notes and jot things down for our own personal satisfactions.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so I was not feeling the pens I was writing with, and I went into the supply closet at work, and they were the average pen, and just, you know, they were fine.
No, they're basura, trash.
Okay, fine. They were basura, and I like it, you know, like my pen's classy.
We like a little nice glide to the right,
and
right?
And you said, Allie, I gotta get you one of my SGL pens in passing. I went, okay. And then the other day, I was sitting over there on the board. You had left. I grabbed one of your pens. I was doing something. And I needed a pen.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up your SGL pen.
My Sharpie SGL. Yeah, put some respect.
I was like, DZ, I almost stole your pen.
The next day, you were like, dog, that pen is so nice.
Like, your pen is so nice. And you were, and then you came in and you ordered a whole new pack. I said, you should have had the company pay for that.
Nah, Brian. I like my pens.
Thank you. So now I have a purple, a pink, and a black pen. And I love these. And they've changed the way I feel when I'm writing things down. I get more done.
You're stocked and ready to go. And then you're right. The way it writes. It promotes you to, one, want to write a little better, neater, nicer. And then, two, when you write something, you like it.
Yes. Yes.
A pen will change your life.
These are one of those conversations we just don't have enough that you think it doesn't matter, but the type of thing you're using to write something down matters.
Pens matter.
They do.
This pen matters so.
Pens matter. We sound so funny. Pens lives matter.
This Sharpie SGL pen matters so much to me that I have stolen them from places, whether knowingly or unknowingly.
Like a business has them and you're like, I'm taking it. Yeah.
One time I accidentally stole it from my optometrist. Uh-huh. I was over at the Stanton Optical or whatever it is in like Oak Creek.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I walked in, they had the mix on, which I was like, y'all got the wrong station on. Excuse me, Kiss FM, which they changed.
Duh.
But then on my way out, they had me sign my paperwork for my lenses, whatever, whatever. And then it was one of the S-gels. I pocketed that mug.
I don't blame you.
I went home days later and I was like, where the hell did this S-gel come from?
I've heard this story. I think you told this on the air like a year ago.
I might have,
You might have.
It was about a year ago.
I remember this story and I remember you being like, I stole from a local business and it was one of their pens.
I stole the pen.
But you know, you buy, it's still stuff people bought.
Mm-hmm.
Well, DZ, thank you. I mean, it really does make a difference.
It does. And these are the best pens in the world. Hands down. I don't care what anybody else got to say.
Somebody texted in, don't mess with a nurse and her pens.
Oh, really?
Well, apparently nurses are very particular about their pens.
Nurses and servers, I could see being two very particular people about which pens they got.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm reading the text.
Say nurses and servers, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Husband has got a fountain pony, paid $30. He better love that pen. What's the? What is that?
That's probably one of them fancy antsy pens.
Wait, is that one of those ones? It can't be the ones where they
looks
do
like a
all
quill
the
tip.
Different colors.
No, those aren't that fancy.
The hell's a fountain pen? Oh, it's a literal fancy pen.
Like the ones with the quilled tip that you dip into ink.
Why would you want one of those?
Hey, when you want to be fancy, there's ways to get fancy.
Okay.
So I like Clicky Clicky. Some people like Dippy Dippy.
I mean, you look like your name should be Chandler with a pen like that. You know what I mean?
His name's definitely Chauncey. You're not wrong. Her husband's name's definitely Farnsworth something.
I love that. All right. Well, we got to give away these Harley Davidson homecoming passes. Thanks for the pens, Jeezy. That's all I wanted to say.
You are very welcome, and I'm glad you like them.
I do. I love them. It's a good gift. 414-533-1037. So we've been giving these away all week, and this is a big deal. The Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival. Speaking of gifts, it goes on near the lakefront, right at Veterans Park. Mm-hmm. And last year it was amazing. This year, the Red Hot Chili Peppers will be headlining, and Jelly Roll will be headlining. Because it's multiple dates.
Slim Roll. He's going by his new name now.
He lost weight. Now he's Slim Roll. I love it. All right. 414-533-1037. That's the number. And we're going to take caller 25. You answer one simple question about Harley Davidson.
We believe in you.
And you're going to win. You got this. It's coming up next. Those 2-day passes.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.